Reading from Matthew chapter 14. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. Pilgrim partners, when I was pastor in Cheyenne, one of the members was part of the state government bureaucracy, and he told me it was one of his jobs, one of his things his bureau liked to do, is to get the legislature, which met only about 90 days a year, to get them talking about grazing rights and national parks and tourism so they wouldn't spend any time talking about water. In the West, water is one of the biggest political issues there is. In Wise and Markazan, we had good drinking water in Markazan, except about once or twice a year, some weird bacteria would get in the water. We had to send it in to get it tested. They said, you got to get your water fixed. Well, we had a plumber in the congregation. He'd pour something down the well. But after a while, the congregation decided, we need a new well. So instead of this rather shallow well, around 40, 50 feet, they went down a couple hundred feet to get pure water. Well, for all their troubles, they got water that didn't taste quite so good and had a lot of iron in it. Water. We take it for granted sometimes. Go out and get a drink. We use it hot, we use it cold, we wash in it, we wash with it. At larger levels, we recreate in it, use it for irrigation, use it for transportation, use it to generate electricity. Even our Lord God connected water with His Word for a special power in regeneration of the Holy Spirit. And there's one thing, in spite of all the life-giving and non-life-giving things we do with water, that we don't do. We don't use water to make sidewalks. Matter of fact, water makes lousy sidewalks. Well, except for Jesus, He came walking on water to the disciples, and wouldn't you know, they thought it was some ghost. To check it out, Peter says, all right, Lord, if you're really you, bid me to come on the water. And Peter walked on water. He used water for a sidewalk. Well, that was up until he peeked over at the storm and the waves on Galilee. Down he went. And the Lord God reached out His hand to rescue Peter and chided him for his little faith. Do we expect miracles? Do you expect miracles? Boy, do we really understand the power that Jesus connects with faith? On one occasion, Jesus also chided the believers by saying, even if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed. Mustard seed, small. Even if you had that much faith, boy, you could say, okay, mountain, move. And it would move. Mountains don't seem to be moving a lot at the command of the faithful. I haven't heard any of you claiming to be water walkers around here. Yet, our lives depend on miracles. Do we recognize them? Do we expect them? The miracles are happening every day all around us in our use of the Word and the Holy Spirit's power to overcome what is natural in us, sinfully bad, wicked, hell-designed behavior. The miracle is that the Spirit can overcome what we are and make a fleshy heart out of a stony one. The Spirit gives us the gift of faith in Jesus Christ, which weds us, puts us into complete harmony with the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, eradicating sin in our lives. Now, the Spirit does something that overcomes an inclination we have to save ourselves, to do the atoning, and convinces us, no, you can't do that. Trying to atone for yourself isn't going to work. You need Jesus' atonement, the shed blood on the cross. That's what you need. I will give you a heart of flesh. I will give you the gift of faith, and it takes a miracle. The Holy Spirit's work continues in our daily lives to this day, teaching us faithful ones to walk in uprightness, to say no to sin. The Spirit is always overcoming our natural sinful inclination, planning for sin, enjoying sin, arguing in favor of sin, slipping into sin. We expect the miracle, and our Savior invites us to recognize it daily. If we don't, just like Peter, we're sunk. And even those times when we look away from Jesus, the Savior is still reaching out His hand and grabbing us in rescue to safety. Walking on water, not part of our daily routine, but walking on the highway of holiness is. It took a miracle to put us there, and the faithful redeemed get to walk there and nobody else. And we pray, Lord, teach us to recognize and expect Your miracles for our spiritual and eternal welfare. Amen.